Good morning. This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Prezel. Hope your Memorial Day weekend is going well. On the way, hear about the Cincinnati Railroad Club and their headquarters in Tower A at Union Terminal, a place you can visit for free. And learn what's happening during the Cincinnati Fringe Festival, which begins its 12-day run on Tuesday. The general election's not until November, with state elections in Ohio not coming till next year. But campaigning is already well underway. This morning, Marianne Zalesnik talks with WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson about some of the races.
Good morning, Howard. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
So you have a column out today at WVXU.org, and it talks about the Democratic slate for the statewide offices in Ohio next year. Now, it seems like that's a little early, isn't it?
It is a little early, but it's never too early in politics. You have to remember what happened to the Ohio Democrats in 2010 in the election. They were absolutely wiped out. They lost every statewide race from governor on down. They hold none of these offices. And it was very important to them to try to put together a credible slate of candidates as early as possible for the 2014 election, because this is their big chance. This is their chance to try to take some of these offices back. And it takes a lot of money to run for a statewide office. It's going to take millions and millions of dollars for these offices. And the candidates themselves have to spend an enormous amount of time on the road, getting themselves known outside of their own areas. Most of them are confined to one region of the state or the other, or popular in one city but unknown in another. So they need to get going.
So as they do that, we should point out we have a couple of local candidates trying to make themselves known statewide.
Yes. David Pepper is already running for Ohio Attorney General against the Republican incumbent, Mike DeWine. David Pepper has the advantage of having been on the statewide ballot before. He was on in 2010 when he was running for state auditor. He lost to the Republican David Yost. So he got his name out around the state. He has been traveling the state almost constantly ever since. Probably has a little bit better name recognition than most. But he still has a long way to go in terms of getting himself to become a household name in the way that Mike DeWine is, who has been in office, you know, for over 30 years.
And who is the current attorney general.
And is the current attorney general. And now, this week, Connie Pillage, state representative from Montgomery, Democrat, a former Air Force captain, a lawyer, and who's in her third term in the Ohio House, has announced that she is going to run for state treasurer. The incumbent is Josh Mandel, a Republican. Mandel was elected in 2010 during that massive Republican tsunami, and he immediately turned around after he was sworn in as treasurer and began running for the United States Senate, and he became the Senate candidate for the Republicans last year against Sherrod Brown, the incumbent Democrat, and he lost. And there are a lot of people who feel that perhaps he is the most vulnerable of the statewide elected officials of the Republicans at this point.
But Connie Pillage is not all that well-known statewide.
Connie Pillage is not. She's not well-known outside of her 28th Ohio House District, which is in northern Hamlin County. But, like I say, she has been spending a whole lot of time recently traveling the state, going to Democratic Party meetings, different functions, introducing herself to people inside the party. She's well known within party circles. Now she has to broaden her appeal out to Democratic voters and raise an inordinate amount of money to be able to knock off a Republican incumbent.
Now, speaking of the Republican incumbents, those seats are all filled, and all those folks are running for re-election. Is that right?
Yes. Governor Kasich's running for re-election. Dave Yost, the auditor. Obviously, Mandel is. Mike DeWine is. And Ohio Secretary of State John Husted is another one who is also running for re-election. And the Democrats need to have a slate of candidates in place very early so they can go out and raise that money and get their names out there.
Now, speaking of Secretary of State Husted, he issued a ruling this past week about people registering to vote from a post office box. Can you explain how that issue all came about?
Well, it came about in a strange way. It came about in two ways. There's a group called the Ohio Voter Integrity Project, which is basically a Tea Party organization. And they went around the state, all 88 counties, and were looking at voter registration forms. And they found many where people were registered to vote at either United States Postal Service boxes or places like UPS or Mailboxes Inc. or a private mailing firm. And they pointed these out to the boards of elections. And the boards of elections themselves had also found a number of these cases. And what Husted has done this week is issue a directive to all 88 boards of elections around the state to check their records to find out how many of these people are registered to vote from postal boxes. Now, that, technically speaking, is wrong. I mean, when you register to vote, you're supposed to register to vote from where you live, a home, an apartment. If you happen to be a homeless person and you stay sometimes at the drop-in center or another homeless shelter, you can register to vote from there. But you don't live in a post office box. And that's the issue here. And there are several dozen of them in Hamilton County, which the Board of Elections are looking at right now and trying to decide what to do about them, whether or not they should be referred for prosecution, possible prosecution. And in a lot of these cases, these people have registered under these post office boxes, but they never voted or they haven't voted for years. So that complicates matters. But what Husted wants is a comprehensive accounting from all 88 counties of just how many of these people there are.
Now, he also has to make a decision about some voter fraud cases, specifically in Hamilton County. Can you explain what he'll be deciding?
Well, right now, what he has before him is a few dozen cases of Hamilton County voters who voted by absentee ballot last year. They mailed in their ballots, but then on election day, they showed up at their polling places, and they were given a provisional ballot to vote. Now, only one of these ballots was counted after the Board of Elections checked to see that they had already voted by absentee ballot. And the Democrats on the Board of Elections in Hamilton County argued, look, the poll workers were required to give them provisional ballots if they asked for one. We've already looked at this issue. Republicans said, no, the county prosecutor is telling us he wants to take a look at all of these cases to see if what the intent of the voter was. Did the voter intend to try to vote twice? And they took a vote on it. It was a tie vote, two Republicans, two Democrats. And in such a case, the decision, the final tie-breaking vote, goes to the Secretary of State, which, of course, is John Husted, and they're awaiting his decision on that. So you could have dozens more of these kind of cases be referred to Hamilton County Prosecutor Joe Dieters for possible criminal investigation.
Now, tomorrow's Memorial Day and the election season well underway. What do you expect to see at these local parades?
Candidates.
do those appearances really make a difference? I mean, candidates show up at all these events.
You know, I think they do. I mean, otherwise they wouldn't do it. I mean, you know, in a year like this where you have basically local elections, it's candidates for village council or city council or whatever. In some years, they have to kind of race around all over the county or all over a part of the state and go in as many parades as they can. I think the visibility is good for them, and it's a patriotic event, a Memorial Day parade, and they like to be seen and identified with that. And I think most voters probably are impressed by that. You know, some are kind of turned off by it, but most of them, I think, are probably impressed by it. So if you go on Monday to a Memorial Day parade, I guarantee you will see candidates in the parade.
Howard, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU political reporter. You can read his column and blog at WVXU.org. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Marianne Zalesnik.